Hello everyone, it's Tim. How are y'all doing today? Man, I just made a damn 10-minute long recording and my throat kept getting choked up, dried up. It was awful. I had to delete it. Every couple minutes I was yawning or my voice was just getting super raspy. I'm like, what the hell is going on? As soon as I deleted the recording, my voice cleared up. Like, what the heck kind of witchery is this shit? Anyway. My fiance and I were coming out with a new podcast soon. In a week, we're moving in together. Definitely growing pains right there. I'm going to be interviewing local entrepreneurs, successful people. It's going to be different. And I'm excited. My fiance has close friends that do readings and such. And apparently they read us and said that we're gonna be successful. We're going to make it and such, you know. Okay, cool. All right. Part of me didn't want to know because when people think they know success is coming, but they don't know how it's going to come, they're lost. When they're finally told how it's going to come, they think they can start whenever they want. That's not true. There is a window. There is a damn window, and you can't miss it. You must not miss it. You must not miss the window. Or shindow. So, I'm very excited to start the podcast, but there's been this feeling in the back of my mind. It's been bothering me for the past month, even before her close friend said something. With success, it's gonna test your friendships. It kept echoing in my head. Your close friendship is gonna be tested. It kept saying it over and over and over. So then I decided to explore something. I talked to entrepreneurs around me, where I currently live. I'm not gonna be living around here soon, but anyway, I talked to local successful people and I asked them, when success came to you, when the money came, when when you were making it, did you lose any friends? And every single one of them said, I lost a lot of friends. I lost my close friend. Every one of them said they lost someone. And I'm like, they said the money changed you, right? Success changed you? Yeah. But what I know for sure, people, money doesn't change you. Well, it changes some. But it also amplifies who you truly are. How you are, how you were when you didn't have money is how you're going to be when you do have money. It's just going to be amplified like 100 times. That's what I know. That's what I believe to know. And, One of my friends, successful friends, he told me about, there's my raspy voice again, son of a bastard. I'm just gonna deal with it. There's something important I have to say. I have to say it, damn it. Pardon me drinking Poland Spring water. Anyway. I'm also too detailed when I tell the story. So a lot of them told me they lost friends. others had their friendship tested out. And I had a couple of guys tell me they had close female friends, and those platonic female friends tried getting with them. When the money and the business success was coming in, like this guy Donovan was telling me how, when his landscaping business was going somewhere, when he was expanding, he was buying other smaller landscaping companies and their customers. He also bought a roofing company, and that money was going really, really well. He had a close friend, I think her name was Stacy. Now Stacy always see me as just a friend, like a brother, is what she always told me. I'm her brother. He's like, over the years, every time I asked her out, she would say I'm her brother. But when the big money came, by the time the big money came, he was already married with two kids. And Stacy, one time, made a move on Donovan. She grabbed his junk and kissed him. And Donovan pushes her off him and said, "Hey, you all right? I just realized," Stacy said, "I just realized how much I love you and how much you mean to me. And please don't move with your wife. I know you want to be with me." And the guy took off his glasses and he told me at that moment, my heart broke into 1,000 pieces because I knew what I had to do that wasn't best for business, but it was best for my family. I had to cut Stacy out of my life. I had to make the decision right then and there. I had to cut her out of my life. And he said, if you have a close female friend, my personal advice, the more successful you become, the more distance you should put yourself between them. Because it might not be that way. In my experience, my close friend turn into a monster. When the money successes come my way, I was already married and had children. And she thought I would drop everything to be with her. And it hits close to me because I do have a close female friend. I do. I mean, I love her. I'm not in love with her, but I love her like a sibling myself. Have I ever thought of sleeping with her? Sure, when I first got to know her the first couple years, yeah. But she's a real close friend of mine, and I really pray I don't have to. I really pray it doesn't come down to severing our friendship. I really pray that she doesn't make a move on me when the success comes. Also, did you know successful people, especially wealthy people, do not wear the heavy bling bling that you see everyone have? The upper middle class, upper middle class kids and rich kids, they do all that crap. Rappers, models, they do all that. But the truly wealthy people, they don't spend extravagant money on Lambos and crap like that. That is for the influencers and such. Yes, you got wealthy people that have Lambos and Bugattis, whatever, but the true entrepreneurs, the true business-minded people, they drive something that lasts. And the only time I asked Donovan, and Donovan told me the only time him and his wife personally use a vehicle like a Bugatti or a Rolls Royce, they don't own it, they rent it. That's what they do. They rent those cars because most of those luxury vehicles are money pits. After 50,000 miles, get rid of it. Have fun with it from mile 1 to 50 and get rid of it. Rent it or lease it if you can. Lease it. And he also said the only time he whipped out a Rolls Royce is during a gala, a ball, a televised event, a red carpet. He said he said he's close friends with Robert Downey Jr. And for one of the Avengers premieres, he rented a Phantom. Yeah, he rented a Phantom. But his personal vehicle that he takes to work is a Toyota Solara. Just enough luxury for him and reliability. Yeah. So there we go, people. So I'm gonna get a new podcast with my fiance. She's gonna be my producer. She's gonna add a woman's touch to it. So I'm looking forward to that. My fiance's friends saying how successful we're gonna be, that's great, but it's really scary, okay? It's scary. Because I welcome the success. I welcome the money. But I don't want to sacrifice my friendship with someone. I don't want to test my friendship with this person. Am I going to let it stop me from becoming successful? No. I'm going to take it as it comes. And if I have to sever our friendship, it's going to suck for a long time. It's going to freaking suck for a long time, but it's not about me anymore. It's me, my fiance, and not only my family, but her family is going to be my family too. I'm gonna pay off our debts first. Our debts, my $40,000 car and her school loans that she's still paying on. I'm gonna get a deal with Spotify. I'm gonna get a Spotify deal. Ain't gonna be no $200 million, but it's gonna be it's gonna be enough. I'm gonna be hanging out with successful people because I was told long ago, you are the sum of the 5 people you hang out with. So I'm gonna start surrounding myself with business owners. That's what I'm gonna start surrounding myself with and hanging out with. Entrepreneurs and business owners. Not an entrepreneur that hangs out in a park. Successful people with families. I'm gonna start hanging out with people like them. You are the sum of the 5 people you hang out with. Yeah. Anyway, since I run out of stuff to say, I'm not gonna drag this on any longer. You will hear me in the next one.